Still no sign of that so-called snowquester in the nation's capital, where just the threat of significant snow was enough to shut down much of the city. But areas to the west and south are reporting heavier snowfalls. WMRA's Bob Levicky filed this report from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Snowplows in Virginia have been working overtime since Tuesday night when the first flakes from the winter storm began falling in western Virginia, and most schools in the area closed for the day Wednesday. Trees buckled under the weight of the heavy wet snow, and electric companies report thousands of customers have lost power. Gusty winds of 30 miles per hour or more have been complicating the effects of the storm. Governor Bob McDonnell called for Virginia residents to have plenty of supplies on hand and to alert their power company if they lose electricity. And the State Department of Transportation warned residents to stay off the roads. The snow is expected to be heaviest along the Allegheny Mountains, with a total of a foot or more on the ground by this evening in parts of the Shenandoah Valley and the mountains to the west. For NPR News, I'm Bob Levicky in Harrisonburg.
Another sign that business investment will pick up in the U.S., factory orders for machinery and other goods rose more than 7% from December to January. U.S. stocks trading higher, with the Dow gaining 55. It's at 14,309. This is NPR.